Radio Prague News.
Authorities have confirmed that the Czech Republic will hold a day of national mourning in honor of the Polish president Lech Kaczynski and others killed in Saturday's plane crash. The Archbishop of Prague, Dominik Duka, will hold a special mass next week in memory of those who died in the accident. And the leaders of the two strongest political parties in the Czech Republic faced off in a TV debate program on Sunday, outlining their party's priorities ahead of the upcoming election. Authorities have confirmed that the Czech Republic will hold a day of national mourning in honor of the Polish president Lech Kaczynski and others killed in Saturday's plane crash in Smolensk, Russia. In a statement, the foreign ministry said that the president and government had agreed that it will be marked on the day of Mr. Kaczynski's funeral. A minute's silence will be observed and flags on government buildings will be flown at half-mast. The Polish president, his wife, and 94 others part of a delegation en route to commemorate the victims of the Katyn massacre of 70 years ago died when the presidential plane crashed on Saturday while trying to land. The Polish authorities have not yet revealed the date for Mr. Kaczynski's funeral. In related news, the Archbishop of Prague, Dominik Duka, will hold a special mass at Prague's St. Vitus Cathedral in memory of those who died in the accident. The mass will take place next Friday at 10 a.m. President Václav Klaus, Prime Minister Jan Fischer, and the Polish ambassador to Prague, Jan Pastwa, have said in advance they would attend, the spokesman for the Archbishop said. Also, the Czech Football League has confirmed it will pay homage to the victims of Saturday's crash in a minute of silence ahead of all division matches on Sunday and Monday. And on Saturday, after news of the tragedy broke, President Klaus ordered the Polish flag with black mourning ribbons to be flown alongside the Czech flag at Prague Castle. The leaders of the two strongest political parties in the Czech Republic, Jiří Paroubek and Petr Nečas, faced off in a popular TV debate program on Sunday, discussing how they would govern and with whom if they had the next ruling coalition following the election. Social Democrat Jiří Paroubek outlined conditions central for his party to take part in any ruling coalition, namely the aim to strike down healthcare fees introduced by the previous government, as well as to reintroduce progressive taxation. Mr. Nečas, who recently took over his party's election leader, outlined priorities for the right-of-center civic Democrats, the top of which include lowering the country's debt, fighting against corruption, and focusing on NATO and the EU, he said. During the debate, both leaders traded barbs over whose party had negatively impacted the country. And turning to sport, former world number one in men's tennis, Ivan Lendl, who won 8 Grand Slam tournaments when active, played and lost his first match in 15 years on Sunday, an exhibition game against former 1980s rival Mats Wilander. The two played just one set at Atlantic City in the U.S. in front of some 7,000 visitors. Lendl lost by a score of 6-3, but afterwards said he enjoyed the game. I'm Jan Bellinger, and that's the end of the news.